A booming economy was a major focus of President Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday night. The president, 1 year into his term, took credit for low unemployment numbers for a booming stock market, but he also took credit for another indicator.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Big cheers there from Republicans in the crowd as the president touted the economy. And while the overall unemployment rate is at its lowest in nearly 50 years, 4.1%, the numbers don't really explain why African-Americans are still two times more likely to be jobless than white Americans. Here to help make sense of the numbers is William Darity, professor and director of the Samuel Du Bois Cook Center on Social Equity at Duke University. Professor, thanks for being here.
I'm very glad to have the chance to be here.
Part of the bottom line numbers here, Professor, 4.1% overall unemployment. The African-American rate is 6.8%. Do these numbers tell the whole story? And is the president giving a full picture?
Well, I think the most important dimension of the story is the fact that since we first started collecting this data, the ratio of the black to white unemployment rate has been approximately 2-1. I view that ratio as a strong indicator of the degree of discrimination in the U.S. economy. And so even though the black unemployment rate is lower than it was at previous points in time, it's still twice as high as the white rate. And so I think that that's a signal that we still have a highly discriminatory economy.
The black unemployment rate has been dropping since 2009, along with the overall rate. So those two things have kind of gone together. But you talk about this ratio. You talk about the fact that the African-American unemployment rate is essentially twice the rate for whites, and that basically hasn't changed. What's the force that keeps that ratio in place?
Well, as I suggested a moment ago, it's discriminatory practices in the labor market. One thing that I might add is that that ratio also holds regardless of the educational attainment level of the workers. And in addition, there are sustained periods of time in which the black unemployment rate for blacks who have had some college education is higher than the rate for whites who never completed high school.
The president, like all presidents do, Professor, took credit for the economy during his speech. That part isn't new. He took credit for this one little bit of the economic picture, a relatively low African-American unemployment rate. Have any of his policies in year one contributed to this? Even the tax cuts haven't taken any effect yet.
So the timing of his policies and their introduction is impossible to reconcile with a claim that this has had an effect on the unemployment rate for blacks. But I may also say something that may be a bit surprising. I'm not certain that we can attribute the decline in the black unemployment rate to any policies that were practiced by Trump's predecessor either. Presidents are notorious for trying to claim that good news is due to what they've done and bad news is due to what their predecessor did. I think that what we're really observing is a cyclical swing in the economy away from the conditions that existed during the Great Recession. And in the process, everybody's unemployment rate is going down, but we still have this significant gap between the black and white unemployment rates.
What's the effect of incarceration on the black unemployment rate? Do labor statistics account for it? There are 2.3 million people in prison in this country. African Americans are imprisoned at about five times the rate of whites. Does that affect the numbers?
I don't think it does in a significant way. Individuals who are incarcerated are not counted in the employment statistics because the employment statistics are for the civilian labor force. In addition, there's kind of a peculiarity because the black incarceration rate has been tracking downward in recent years at the same time that the black unemployment rate has been tracking downward. And I don't think that there's any reason to believe that those two facts are consistent with a claim that incarceration rates are affecting the unemployment rate.
What about the effect on employment once people come out of prison, however, and try to join the labor force with a record?
Well, there would be more out of the labor force as a consequence of the downward trend in the incarceration rate, but we don't actually observe a rise in the unemployment rate. So the net effect of that can't be significant enough to explain what we're observing. And I'd go a step further to point out that there's a key study that was performed by Diva Pager, a sociologist at Harvard, who examined the relative treatment of black and white workers who had criminal records versus those who did not. And she found that black workers without a criminal record were less likely to be called back for jobs than white workers who did have a criminal record. So I think that there's a degree of stigmatization against black workers, regardless of whether or not they've been incarcerated, that creates a substantial disadvantage in the labor market.
Professor, you're talking about some long-term and very deep forces pushing against black employment, even at the level of the job interview or the callback. What would a meaningful drop in the black unemployment rate look like? Obviously, those two numbers coming closer together. But what would you look for in the statistics or in studies like the one you just mentioned to show that a meaningful dent in the black unemployment rate was joining the economy?
Well, I think that there's a blog piece that just came out by Algernon Austin at Demos that suggests that if we were to observe a meaningful change in conditions in the labor market, we'd need another 1.2 million jobs that would be held by black workers. And that still doesn't even take into account the question of the quality of the jobs. That is to say, jobs that have secure hours, stable hours of work, solid benefits, and the like.
So if President Trump would like to take credit for a meaningful drop in the black unemployment rate, let's say next year at the State of the Union, or maybe in three more years, what will he have done?
I think if he were to take credit for a meaningful drop or change, we would have to be in a situation where the black rate of unemployment and the white rate of unemployment both were at approximately 3.4%.
William Darity, professor and director of the Samuel Du Bois Cook Center on Social Equity at Duke University. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.